Hey there, it's Jet Tila, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and judge on Food Network's Cutthroat Kitchen with Alton Brown. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Regular listeners to the show know I'm a big fan of restaurant weeks, and for a very simple reason. It's all to benefit the diner. Why restaurants participate in restaurant weeks is they want to get people that have never been to their restaurant before in and impress them sufficiently enough that they will come back. And for people that may have patronized the restaurant before, but might not have been in there recently, to remind them about why that restaurant is a worthy destination. So starting yesterday is the annual Greater Palm Springs Restaurant Week, which runs through June the 9th. And I definitely wanted to fill our listeners in on what's going on there, because in the Greater Palm Springs area, there is an incredible diversity of restaurant options. I actually experienced some of these because on Wednesday they had their annual media preview event, and I had a chance to go out to Agua Caliente Rancho Mirage that hosted the event and is also hosting the Restaurant Week, and sample about seven restaurants that are participating in Greater Palm Springs Restaurant Week. And to give us all of the details about Greater Palm Springs Restaurant Week, I'm happy to welcome back to the show Davis Meyer, who is the Vice President of Government and Industry Relations for Visit Greater Palm Springs. Davis, welcome back. Hard to believe it's been a year.
It is hard to believe. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Give us the overview, if you will, because it's a big event. And what's really wonderful, Davis, is there is so much need out there right now. That's really wonderful is there's an aspect of Greater Palm Springs Restaurant Week that is benefiting your local food bank out in that area. And again, Davis, unfortunately, there is great need out there right now. So please go ahead.
There really is. Yeah, thank you. It's an incredible 10 days of dining at all nine cities across the Coachella Valley in Greater Palm Springs. And to participate, you don't need wristbands or tickets. Restaurants are offering their prefix Restaurant Week menus to diners every day that they're open during the 10 days. You can go to dinegps.com to see all the participating restaurants, view all the menus, pick your favorites, and for every reservation made at dinegps.com, a dollar gets donated to Find Food Bank, which is our local food bank servicing the Coachella Valley. So it's a great way to try new restaurants, get out there, get an excuse to go out and try something new or visit an old favorite, and give back a little bit while you're doing it.
Can you give us an idea, Davis, about how many restaurants are part of this? Because it's a big number, and as you mentioned, nine cities. So that's covering a lot of territory. And I think I went out to Desert Hot Springs for the very first time when I was out for the media event, because there was a restaurant that caught my attention that was participating in the event that, you know, I wanted to see the actual restaurant. And as I say, I don't think I had ever been to Desert Hot Springs previously. It's a little bit off the freeway, but boy, you know, you get there and I don't know what the population is, but it surprised me in terms of the size.
Yeah, I love that. That's exactly what this is about, right? It's getting out to restaurants, to places that maybe you haven't been before, discovering something new. There are over 100 restaurants participating. There are restaurants doing dinner menus, lunch menus, brunch or breakfast options as well. So there's such a variety. You could go out for every meal of the day.
Sounds like a good idea to me. Now, unusually, Davis, last year, Agua Caliente Rancho Mirage was the host site for the kickoff event. But what's happened in the last year is they've stepped up in a major way. And I know when speaking with their executive chef that they really have a mandate now that they want to be more part of the community, which I love that idea. But they're actually the presenting sponsor of Greater Palm Springs Restaurant Week this year. Tell us a little bit about that.
They are the presenting sponsor this year, and they have some wonderful culinary offerings. They have three casino and hotel locations out here, and there are restaurants at each of them participating. There's Steakhouse and their 360 Sports in Palm Springs, Cafe 111 in Cathedral City, and the Waters Cafe in Rancho Mirage. And there's something a little bit unique and different at each of them, so really great restaurants to try out, and so happy to have their support.
And their executive chef at Rancho Mirage, who is new this year, but now has over a year under his belt, a very personable gentleman by the name of Juan Morales. I had a chance to speak with Juan, and he actually will be a guest on the show next week. But he mentioned that one of his missions is with the food service they do at Agua Caliente Rancho Mirage, which also applies to their casino restaurants that don't have hotels that are in downtown Palm Springs and also, I believe, Cathedral City, is that he wants their restaurants to be thought of as destination restaurants that just happen to be in a casino. And he is putting all of his resources as a pretty accomplished executive chef to that mission. So I was impressed by that.
Yeah, he's doing a fantastic job leading that effort. They really are wonderful restaurants. And like I said, just such a variety, you know, steak, seafood, California cuisine, really just doing some innovative things there. It's wonderful to see.
Now, one of the participating restaurants, both in Greater Palm Springs Restaurant Week and also at the media in VIP preview event on Wednesday, is the new Alice B in downtown Palm Springs that comes from two local chefs in the greater Los Angeles area that we know well, Mary Sue Milliken and Susan Feniger. And they have a wonderful chef de cuisine that's out there. Alice B is certainly one of the newest restaurants of distinction, Davis, that it's come on the scene. Tell us a little bit about Alice B, if you would.
Absolutely. That is one that we're excited to have participating. Like you said, it's one of the newer restaurants in Greater Palm Springs with some really unique offerings. They are doing a brunch menu this year as well as a dinner menu, so a wide variety. You could go there a couple times during restaurant week and check out what they have to offer.
It's interesting. A new restaurant kind of early on develops a reputation for a signature dish. And it's not necessarily an entree, but before I was out at Rancho Mirage this last week, what I kept hearing from Alice B is they have this incredible cornmeal cheddar drop biscuits. Now, you wouldn't think a restaurant of that level with Mary Sue Milliken and Susan Feniger, you know, you'd think that they'd probably be known for one of their special entrees. But as I say, just from all my foodie friends that had been there, it's you got to try these cornmeal cheddar drop biscuits because it's something unusual. And so, of course, after I did the media preview event for Greater Palm Springs Restaurant Week, I had to get over to Alice B, first of all, to see the restaurant. But, you know, I had to try these cornmeal cheddar drop biscuits. And I got to tell you, Davis, it's worthy. You know, you have that and you have an adult beverage, and I think you're doing well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, those are on their Restaurant Week menu. So lots of people can get out there and try them this week. They are incredible.
Agreed. Now, when Greater Palm Springs Restaurant Week is over, The activities for food enthusiasts don't end, because then you launch something called the Summer Eats Pass. Give us a little preview of that, because I know in particular during the summer you definitely want to encourage visitors to Palm Springs, Greater Palm Springs area in general, and of course dining is always something that's high on the list of options.
Absolutely. You know, Greater Palm Springs is becoming more and more of a year-round destination, and so we want to make sure that people continue to get out to our restaurants over the summer months. So the Summer Eats Pass runs from June 10th, when Restaurant Week ends, all the way through Labor Day weekend, and it offers discounts and special offers at restaurants all over the Coachella Valley. Again, a variety of restaurants, dinners, lunches, breakfast. And for every special offer that you take advantage of, or every time that you check in at a restaurant on the pass, you get a chance to win a $50 dining gift card to a Greater Palm Springs restaurant. So there's a chance to win and some discounts on the pass.
Not too bad. Now, where can our listeners get information both on the Summer Eats Pass and all the restaurants that are participating in Greater Palm Springs Restaurant Week, because most of their special menus are posted within that website?
Absolutely. All of that is at dinegps.com, dinegps.com. And yeah, you can find all those menus, restaurants participating in Restaurant Week and the Summer Eats Pass, and all sorts of information about the culinary scene here in Greater Palm Springs.
Sounds good to me. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Greater Palm Springs Restaurant Week on now through June the 9th. We've been speaking with Davis Meyer, representing Visitor Greater Palm Springs, who carries the long title of Vice President of Government and Industry Relations. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Yes, when we return, as promised, Chef Andrew Gruhl. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be right back.